Nuclear is our answer. July 5th, 2023. Nuclear is our answer. It is our answer to climate change. It is our answer to fossil fuels. It is our answer to a clean and prosperous future for humanity. To making electricity cheap, accessible, and continuous. To reducing carbon emissions. To getting off of oil and gas and all of the other dirty pollutants and get onto clean energy. It is our answer to our energy problem, and no one is paying attention. I just finished this amazing documentary called Nuclear Now by Oliver Stone. He's one of the best documentarians of all time, for a reason. He was skeptical too. He thought there was no way we could solve our climate and energy problem. None. And yet he was shocked. Shocked by nuclear and how it solves our issues. Let's start with why. Nuclear is safe. Here's a photo showing how many deaths have happened per hour generated by a specific form of energy. And you can see the photo in my article, but I'll also see if I can post it in the video. Look where nuclear is. Look, down here. Way down. Look where oil is, look where coal is, look where gas is, look where nuclear is. Nuclear is a blip, because the only deaths were from a single accident. Chernobyl. That's it. Many people think that a lot of people died because of nuclear in Fukushima in 2011 in Japan. Wrong. That is wrong. There were zero deaths directly from nuclear at Fukushima in 2011. Zero. None. All the deaths at that time were related to the tsunami in Japan and the evacuation. Yes, the plant spewed off nuclear particles, but the problem was in the poor design of the power plant. As per the documentary, and again, watch it for your own sake so you can see yourself, other Japanese nuclear plants that were better designed had no problems when the tsunami came. Zero. None. Meanwhile, thousands to millions of people have died because of coal mines, oil rigs, and explosions. Think about it. How many over history have died because of this for energy? A lot. Nuclear is efficient. Super efficient. Nuclear runs 24/7 on tiny amounts of uranium. Other energy sources? Wind, solar, coal, oil, gas? Not so much. People talk about the cost of solar and wind, and that they've gone down, and they're a great form of renewable energy, right? But they have problems. What if it's not windy or sunny? Good luck. What are you going to do? Solar also takes up tons of space, and you need rare earth metals and commodities to build the panels. Same with wind turbines. How do you build wind turbines? Steel. How do you make steel? You need oil and gas to get the steel to make it into turbines. Also, these rare earth metals specifically come from China, which is a big problem if you're a Western country and you need access to resources to build green energy like solar and wind. It's an issue. Now, what if it's raining or nighttime? Then your solar panel is useless. Wind is the same. It's weather dependent. And the wind turbines are massive structures that take up tons of space. I don't know if you've ever seen videos. You can go on YouTube and check. Wind turbine installation. They're ginormous. Now try imagine putting that in your backyard. A lot of work. Also, the batteries across the world globally are not as efficient to store energy. Sure, we can put them in cars. We have electric vehicles like Teslas and, you know, a bunch of other ones all over the world. But we do not have the capacity to store or scale energy for cities and countries. Think about that. There's a very big difference in energy need. We also don't need just batteries, but we also need better grid systems. Because we can generate all the power we want from solar and wind, but if we can't transport this energy into your home, it's useless. Now, we're getting better, which is great. But we're not there yet. Meanwhile, as per the documentary, nuclear produces 100 times the energy of solar panels on 1/5 of the land. So imagine you have a massive field of solar panels, say 100 meters for argument's sake, solar panels. Take 20% of that, and then it produces 100 times the energy on 1/5 of the land. That is crazy. And that's something. Nuclear doesn't take up a lot of space, and it runs 24/7 in every type of climate. Everyone. And yet even then, some countries around the world right now are approving coal and methane power plants above nuclear. Yes, those forms of energy are cheap and historical, and we've used them for a long time, but they're dirty and they only make our climate problem worse. Nuclear, meanwhile, produces magnitudes more energy for the exact same amount. As per the documentary, uranium the size of your fingernail, look at this, pinky nail, your size of your fingernail, generates more power than 1 ton of coal. 1 ton of coal. That's like 1,000+ kilograms of coal, and it's still not as much as something you put in your fingernail. Look. Again, waste. Let's talk about waste. Nuclear waste, very easy to store. We store them in concrete blocks underground, and they emit no radiation. Zero. You literally get more radiation from flying in a plane or walking around where you are than you would from nuclear waste. Another misconception that people think about. Nuclear power is not nuclear weapons. They are not the same. They're not the same thing. Nuclear power is also not nuclear war, because nuclear waste cannot be turned into nuclear weapons. They're fundamentally different chemical processes. They're too different. So here you have the solution to this massive energy and climate problem that we have, and yet the world seems to be asleep. Totally asleep. It's also cheaper. Literally, the cost on a long enough timescale is cheaper. For example, in the documentary, Oliver Stone talks about how the politics and the policies of two European countries has rapidly shifted the cost of energy. Germany has spent $200 billion on renewables like wind and solar, but has shut down its nuclear power plants because of politics. Meanwhile, they have some of the highest energy costs in Europe and are still among the highest carbon emitters. Think about that, $200 billion. And what did it go for? Your energy still going up. Meanwhile, France, on the other hand, is leading the world in nuclear. They get about 70% of their energy from it, and again, have some of the lowest costs among Europe. Two countries with two different policies, historically over decades, with two different outcomes, and that will continue to get worse over time. If you don't invest in nuclear, your energy costs are going to spike, and all of the money you spent and is going to continue to emit carbon. That's bad. That's really bad. I commend people like Oliver Stone and Isabel Boumeki, who's a nuclear TikTok influencer, tried to spread the message to young people about how nuclear is our answer. But we need more. We need an Edward Bernays of nuclear. The father of propaganda. I wish he was here and alive to convince the world that nuclear is the option. We literally need something like An Inconvenient Truth, which galvanized the world when it came out in 2005. I think Oliver Stone tried to do it with this one, but it needs to be out there. Everybody should watch this. Literally every kid, every school, every like university student, everybody needs to watch this. Because the answer we have the answer to climate change and energy. We have it. We need someone who understands all of this and can convey this message. I think Oliver Stone is doing a great job. I respect Isabel for what she's doing, but we need more. We need the highest people. We need like the Elons of the world and the Gateses of the world and all these people to be like, yo, let's go all in on nuclear. The world is growing, specifically in the East, like Asia, and the global South, like Africa and Latin America. And all of those people want the things that we have in the West, as they should. They want air conditioning and cars and batteries and games and phones and electricity. And they should get that because we got that in the West. Why don't they? Why shouldn't they get that? And in order to do that, they need energy. Wouldn't you want clean, safe, efficient energy that runs 24/7 and solves our climate problem? Because I would. Nuclear solves it. Nuclear solves the problem. Nuclear is our answer. Keep going. You're doing great.